Okay, so picture this. The year is 2180. You're on a planet called South Calibretta, and you're hiding underground in this ruin of a city called Speranza.
Hiding from these self-replicating machines, the ARC.
Exactly. And that's the setup for Arc Raiders.
Yeah.
But as we've been digging through the developer notes for this deep dive, it's so clear this is not just another run-and-gun shooter.
No, not at all. The sources call it a kitbash economy, which I think is a perfect phrase.
A kitbash economy? What is that?
It means the friction, the struggle, that's the whole point. You're not there for glory, you're just scraping by. It's all about extraction, not aggression.
Right. And that idea, extraction over aggression, seems to be the golden rule in the survival guide we looked at. It totally changes your calculus.
It creates this incredibly brutal risk-reward loop. If you die, you lose everything. Every piece of material you're carrying is just gone.
But not everything. There's a key exception the sources point out. The blueprints.
Yes, the blueprints. Materials are temporary, but those are permanent. They're tied to your account.
So you're constantly making this gamble. Do I stay out for one more piece of loot, or do I run for an exit to bank this new blueprint I found?
And that gamble dictates where you should even be on the map. Looking at the heat maps, so many new players make a huge mistake.
Do you go to the buried city?
They go right to the buried city, and the guide basically flags it as a death trap.
It's a PvP hotspot, right? Just ambush angles everywhere.
Total meat grinder. If you're just starting, you should be at the damn battlegrounds. There's way more visual cover, so you can actually learn the game without getting sniped every 2 minutes.
It's the best place to cut your teeth. Then you can maybe think about the spaceport later on, which is an extreme risk.
Or Stellamontis, if you really want to give yourself a heart attack.
That's where the good stuff is, the epic tier loot. But the data says PvP is 3 times more intense there. I'd rather just, play the weather.
The environmental mechanics,
Yeah.
the electromagnetic storms.
Yes. Most people hide when they roll in, but that's such a mistake.
A huge mistake. The storms stun the ARC machines.
So these giant, terrifying robots are just glitching out. It's a massive window of opportunity to take them down.
It's brilliant design. But once that storm clears, you have to remember the core philosophy.
You're made of glass.
That phrase comes up again and again. You cannot tank damage. Survival is all about what they call acoustic warfare.
Meaning sound. Sound is how the AI tracks you. It's how other players track you.
So if you're spoonting, you might as well be setting off a firework. A silencer isn't a luxury. The manual says it's non-negotiable.
Silence is survival. There was a specific tip I loved, the 3-minute rule.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
At the start of a match, you don't run in. You just find a spot, you hide, and you wait for 3 minutes.
Let the aggressive players run ahead, trigger all the alarms, fight each other. You just wait for the chaos to die down.
Work smarter. Which also applies to your weapons. The tier list was not what I expected. It actually recommends cheaper S-tier weapons over legendaries.
It's all about that economic efficiency again. Why risk a super expensive legendary rifle you can lose forever?
When a cheap Pharaoh battle rifle or the Kettle assault rifle will do the job just fine.
Exactly. The Pharaoh shatters armor. The Kettle is great at mid-range, and if you die, you can just craft another one without feeling sick about it.
Okay, we have to talk about progression, and specifically the fact that the most important part of your home base is a rooster.
Haha. Scrappy the rooster. He sounds like a joke, but he's the backbone of your entire operation.
He just gathers resources for you passively.
Metal, rubber parts, all of it. He basically gives you a safety net so your losses out in the field don't sting quite as much.
And for active skills, the first one you have to get is in-round crafting.
Oh, without a doubt. Being able to make bandages or a shield pack in the middle of a raid is literally the difference between life and death.
And we should add some context here. Since we're recording in February 2026, the Shrouded Sky update is live.
Right, which introduced expeditions. That's the prestige system where you can retire a raider. But the big news is what's coming in April.
The Riven Tides update, a whole new map.
So everything we just talked about is about to get shaken up again.
Which really brings it all together. Success in this game, it's not about twitch reflexes, it's about risk calculus.
It's about discipline and, well, economic efficiency.
So that leaves one final thought for you to chew on. In a world where silence is survival and your gear can vanish in an instant, when you load into a raid, are you an elite operative?
Or are you just a loot delivery system for someone who's playing smarter than you are? Don't be the delivery guy.
Thanks for listening to The Deep Dive.